Welcome to the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, August 28, 2025, and we have a lineup of education headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
State Roundup. Republicans, locals praise Trump move to stop OC Wind. Federal judge dismisses Justice Depp's suit against Maryland judges. Student assessments see slight improvement in reading math. Republicans and local representatives in Maryland are praising President Donald Trump's decision to stop the offshore wind project in Ocean City, with Mayor Rick Meehan calling it a positive development. Meanwhile, a federal judge dismissed a lawsuit filed by the Justice Department against all 15 federal district judges in Maryland. The latest Maryland Comprehensive Assessment Program test results show slight improvements in reading and math proficiency among elementary and middle school students, although significant disparities persist. Governor Wes Moore is using his recent feud with President Trump to fundraise, highlighting both political opportunities and potential perils for the state. In Baltimore County, residents are voicing their opinions on council redistricting maps, while the council debates allowing the inspector general to investigate the school system. Democrat Jessica Riley Hammond is the first to file for candidacy in the Harford County Council race.
Skin, Bones, Hearts, and Private Parts On-Demand CME. Skin, Bones, Hearts, and Private Parts is now offering on-demand CME options for healthcare professionals seeking convenient ways to earn CME credits without travel. The Best of the Best 2025 package includes 22 video courses, 11 presenters, and up to 29.25 CME credit hours. In addition, the new Encore virtual event series provides 4 days of content from in-person conferences, offering up to 39 CME credit hours. Topic-specific on-demand CME courses cover issues like heart failure management, chronic pain conditions, and dermatology. With options for in-person, virtual, and on-demand learning, healthcare professionals can customize their learning preferences with Skin, Bones, Hearts, and Private Parts. For more information, visit skinbonescme.com or call 770-640-1022.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.